This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The premiere of the film Hobbs and Shaw was brought to a halt following a brief electrical issue in the Dolby Theater. An electrical grid started sparking about 30 minutes into the screening, causing flashes and loud popping sounds to fill the room. The sparks then moved upward from the orchestra section. Dwayne The Rock Johnson let attendees know that he was waiting in the wings to make sure the crowd was safe. He rocks. Sorry. Is Lady Gaga moving into Bradley Cooper's townhouse? In Touch magazine says so. After Cooper split from Arena Shake, Gaga allegedly moved some of her stuff into the apartment. A so-called tipster said, "There's no question they're in love. Moving in together was the next logical step." In reality, Cooper and Gaga aren't even romantically involved, sources in both their camps confirmed. Fake news. Cyndi Lauper, the 66-year-old singer behind Girls Just Want to Have Fun and True Colors, got stung by a bee during her Hollywood Bowl concert, but she handled it like a champ. Yep, she pulled the stinger out of her foot, asked for her flip-flops, and just kept performing. Lauper said to the crowd, quote, "I'm tough, but really? That had to freaking happen?" Lauper really showed her true colors. Sorry. Again. Forbes released its list of the highest-paid celebrities. On top is Taylor Swift, who raked in $185 million, while Kylie Jenner came in second at $170 million. At number three was Kanye West with $150 million. Number four was Argentine soccer star Lionel Messi at $127 million. And finishing off the top five was Ed Sheeran, who earned $110 million. Slacker. Simon Cowell showcased his astonishing weight loss as he filmed new scenes for The X Factor at his Malibu home. The music mogul, 59, flaunted his svelte figure as he went shirtless in between takes and enjoyed a cigarette in the sunshine. After the America's Got Talent judge put his shirt back on, his clothes looked baggy on him. Now he just has to worry about quitting smoking. Quitting smoking? No. Wow, Cardi B and Offset spent $400,000 on their daughter Culture's first birthday party. The theme for the event was Word Party, which is an animated show on Netflix. Culture received presents such as a Word Party pendant created by Eliante and company. The party also included a Build-A-Bear workshop. I'm jelly! Wait, was there also a toddler poll? R. Kelly's girlfriends have been kicked out of Trump Tower, Chicago, after the singer's arrest by the feds. Sources close to Jocelyn Savage and Azriel Clary say their residence has been taken over by federal officials. The I Believe I Can Fly singer was walking his dog near Trump Tower when he was arrested, and the girls were promptly locked out. Well, good to know R. Kelly's dog pees outside. Barbie has gone glam rock to honor David Bowie. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of the release of David Bowie's Space Oddity, Barbie overseers at Mattel released a collectible version of the doll dressed as Ziggy Stardust, one of his most beloved alter egos. Barbie wears the metallic Ziggy spacesuit with red and blue stripes, flared shoulders, and cherry red platform boots. Cool. Rest easy, Lil Wayne fans. The rapper isn't quitting his joint tour with Blink-182. Rumors started swirling that Wayne might drop out after he left the stage mid-set during a show in Bristow, Virginia. He quickly put the rumors to rest, though, saying, quote, "Yesterday was crazy, but I want all my fans to know I won't be quitting this tour. I'm having too much fun with my bros, Blink-182. Unquote. Too much scissor? HBO's back, and the Television Academy has finally got its shit together. The Emmy nominations failed to disappoint, recognizing critically acclaimed series such as Schitt's Creek and giving Game of Thrones a rousing farewell. GOT broke the record books this year, scoring an astounding 32 nominations, the most ever for a series in a single year. Hooray for medieval nudity! Before Heidi Klum and Tom Kaulitz tied the knot, he had an unforgettable bachelor party. Just one day after the couple were legally married, Tom's twin brother Bill shared photos from the musician's recent bachelor party in Las Vegas. In the snaps, the Tokyo Hotel musician can be seen partying with friends for 3 days. That's a party. And now, the party's over. 1 week after Cameron Boyce was found unresponsive in his North Hollywood home, Sophia Carson dedicated a tribute to the 20-year-old actor. She said, quote, "To our angel, there are not enough words. I couldn't bring myself to do this because doing this makes it real. Letting you go is not something I know how to do, and I just can't fathom living in a world without you. I love you, Cam," unquote. R.I.P. Jermaine Dupri's in hot water with Cardi B after he made a comment equating current female rappers with strippers. Dupri said, quote, "They all rapping about the same thing. For me, it's like strippers rapping. As far as rap goes, I'm not getting who is the best rapper. I'm getting, like, a story about you dancing in the club," unquote. Say what? The mother of Nipsey Hussle's 10-year-old daughter claims his family kicked her out of the apartment he used to rent for her, and she's been left with nothing since he died. Tanisha Foster filed a motion in the guardianship case of Imani Asgadam, adding that Nipsey also gave her substantial sums of cash that she used to care for their daughter. Now the only hustle she'll be doing is as a greeter at Walmart. The Trash Bin. Social media personality and actor Ray Diaz has been arrested on suspicion of sexual assault. The LAPD is alleging physical abuse and sexual relations with a minor, noting that the 33-year-old internet personality has been arrested in San Diego with bail set at $500,000. On top of that, the crime involves a minor. And the jail cell door went...
The news wrap-up.
Facebook will be slapped with a $5 billion fine for privacy lapses. Snap stock is up more than 200% from its low and is a huge winner in 2019. Ford and VW will announce a new partnership to invest billions in autonomous and electric vehicles. An Amazon Home robot prototype is reportedly waist high and can be summoned by voice. Waist high?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Lion King is king of the box office.
The number one album.
Ed Sheeran's number six collaboration debuts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft, Minecraft, Minecraft.
The number one book.
Three Women by Lisa Tadeo is the number one nonfiction book.
Lil Nas X recently released a new song titled Panini from his 7 EP. And if you think the Panini melody sounds a little familiar, you're not alone. Apparently, Lil Nas X himself didn't even realize that Nirvana's In Bloom had influenced Panini until it was already written. He said, quote, "One of the craziest things about Panini is it introduced me to Nirvana's album Nevermind. It's like I always seen the cover, but I never actually listened to it. And people was like, wow, he sampled Nirvana. And I was like, no, I didn't realize I was using almost the exact same melody," unquote. He ended up crediting Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain, and Courtney Love said, ka-ching. Here's Lil Nas X with the song of the week, Panini.
Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and you wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied, just say to me. Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life, for my life.
That was Lil Nas X with the song of the week, Panini. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.